Ooh, I've been dying to try this place.
Oh my god, me too. I've heard such good things about it.
Welcome to the Crime Diner. I'm Cindy. I'll be cooking for you this evening. Here are your menus.
Ooh, what are you thinking about getting?
I don't know. Murder with a side of cannibalism? What about you?
Ooh, that sounds good. I'm torn between historical mayhem and the social injustice, maybe?
Oh.
I just want to let you know that each episode comes with dinner, dessert, and a specialty drink chosen by yours truly.
Wine Dining Storytime has had a makeover, and we invite you to slide into the booth with us at the Crime Diner, where each week we will discuss a crime over dinner, drinks, and dessert. See you there!
Welcome to the Sinister Story Hour, a podcast where I discuss crimes, cults, and all things sinister. The topics I discuss here may not be suitable for everybody. Listener discretion is advised.
Your Cast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Hey, Sinister Squad. The last missing persons episode we covered was in Alabama, and as I travel through each state alphabetically, this episode tonight takes us to Alaska. On April 25th, 1989, a newly turned 8-year-old David Michael Borer of Willow, Alaska, told his older sister he was going to a sandbar near the partially frozen Kishwitna River. He was a first grader at Willow Elementary School, and David was fiercely independent. And you can tell, right? An 8-year-old that's going off on his own to do his own thing. The problem with him walking to the sandbar was, the sandbar was about 11 miles away from his house. It was in another town! And it was along the busy Parks Highway and mile marker 82. If that was where David was headed, the sister didn't try to stop him. Another account said David was going to walk to a friend's house. In either scenario, David left his home around 5 p.m. and never made it to either destination. He completely vanished. 2 hours later, when David's mom couldn't find him, she called police to report him missing. David lived with his mom and 4 siblings. David's mom and dad had recently separated, and his father wasn't in the picture. Police, local Boy Scouts, and rescue dogs searched the area looking for David. The scent of him stopped at the edge of the park's highway. Other than that, there was no evidence of David found at all. Search parties looked for him all summer long, with no results. Both his parents gave interviews to the media, begging for their son's safe return. Little David was last seen wearing green pants, a plaid green flannel shirt, a red jacket, and winter boots. There are dental records and DNA on file, should remains be found. But no remains of David have ever been recovered. If he were alive today, David would be 41 years old. Should any of this jog your memory with some information, please contact the Alaska State Troopers at either 907-733-2256 or 907-269-5511. Our next missing person of Alaska is 20-year-old Jael Hamblin, missing from Anchorage, Alaska. Jael does have some spectrum learning disabilities and developmental delays due to being a product of fetal alcohol syndrome at birth. She was last seen on October 11, 2014, by her roommate in their apartment. The two had gone to dinner after Jael was rejected by a guy that she liked. Oh, isn't that the worst? Her roommate thought it would be a great idea for Jael to go out and get her mind off of it. The roommate even encouraged her to go out dancing or maybe to a bar after their dinner. But Jael wasn't feeling it and followed her female roommate home. That was at about 10 p.m. Her roommate said that was the last time she talked to Jael that evening. Jael had just gotten out of the shower and was wrapped in a towel retreating to her room. Her roommate called out goodnight and went to bed. After that, her roommate never saw or heard from Jael again. According to phone records, Jael had texted a male friend of hers at around 1:40 a.m. and had told him that she had been crying and wanted to see him. Around 3 a.m., she was also exchanging texts with another man. After that is when her phone went silent. Jael took her purse and her phone with her, but she only had a learner's permit driver's license, so her car sat where it always sat until Jael could get her regular driver's license. Jael's mom reported her missing on October 14th, 3 days after the disappearance. I think those who were close to Jael were hoping that maybe she had met someone and would maybe return soon, even though Jael's infant son was left with her roommate's mother. Nearly half a year later, in March 2015, Jael's black purse was found by hikers sticking out of the snow. Inside her purse was her cell phone and social security card. Her case has gone cold, but her family and friends, and especially her son that was left behind, are without answers. Should you know what may have happened to Jael, please call Anchorage Police Department at 1-907-786-2681. As always, thank you so much for your attention to these missing persons episodes. It's so important to keep their memory alive, keep the word out there, so maybe we can get some answers for these family members. Join me again next week for a true crime case that you will not want to miss. Talk to you soon. Bye. The Sinister Story Hour is a proud partner of the Oracle Network. Music is by Michael DeGraw with Zero Tolerance.